It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Nathan Brown was born in Madison County, New York on November 19, 1812, one of nine children to Nathan and Leviah Smith Brown. At the age of 10, Nathan came with his family to Chautauqua County, where his father bought a piece of land in the town of Ellington. Nathan spent his early life working for his family farm in Ellington. In 1823, he made his first trip to Jamestown to pick up supplies for his family and fish hooks for his friends. The complete details of this adventure can be found in the book, The Early History of the Town of Ellicott. In 1832, at the age of 20, Brown moved to Jamestown and started a pail manufacturing business. Brown continued with his pail business for 11 years. In 1843, however, he was left with a large number of pails he could not sell locally, so he decided to ship them with other wares down the river to sell them. While the first trip did not yield any profit, Brown felt that with time, he could make a go at it, and he began his store boat business, which involved shipping building materials on flatboats down to the Allegheny, Ohio, and Mississippi rivers, and selling the merchandise to the larger towns. Commodore Brown, as he was called, was said to have been the most widely known man along the Allegheny and Ohio rivers. During his career, he took 154 store boats down the river, the aggregate value of the cargo being $500,000. It's said there wasn't a product made in Jamestown and the surrounding area that didn't find its way onto one of Brown's boats for export downriver. When Brown finally retired at the age of 73, it wasn't old age that forced the decision, but rather the dominance of the railroads when it came to shipping goods out of Chautauqua County. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.